Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. So, you see, as you can see, the message is about I won't quit, God. It was a place where God was like really heavy this morning about quitting. You know what I mean? It's like you're not just quitting on me, or you're not just quitting on God, but you're quitting on what God has promised, what God has asked you to do, even quitting on the people that are assigned to you. I remember, and I tell this story probably in the other during this turnaround season series, that I remember being in a line at our old church and turning around and looking at all of these people and thinking that that's not my responsibility. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take care of them. I don't want to be responsible for them. This is not my church. This is not my responsibility. So no, I don't want to do it. And so I didn't do it. I ran from it for a very long time. And God was like, you know, he over these time periods, he was like, you wasn't running from me. You wasn't quitting just on me, but you was quitting on those people. You were quitting on their lives. You were quitting on their destinies. You don't understand what I placed in you for a purpose to be able to do something, because we're all supposed to do that. That is our job as believers, as Christians, to lead others to Christ. It's our job to be able to be in a place that when people see us, they see Christ. Because yesterday I was talking about how we say that Christ is in us and we are in Christ. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We say that. We say it all the time. We believe that. I mean, like, literally believe that. But then we get to a place where we're the enemy is bombarding us with all of these things. I mean, he's just like flooding us. And all of a sudden now, it's like, this thing is too hard. I want to quit. But I'm telling you something. Let me tell you something. Quitting is not an option. Quitting is not an option. Quitting is putting you back in your losing season. Quitting is putting you back in your old ways. Quitting is not that. It's not. Yeah, but you say, well, you don't understand. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And I was just sitting here, and God, before I even hit the button, God said, check this out. Listen to this, Gerald. I had Yvette preparing herself for you. Think about the times when she was calling you and you weren't answering the phone. What do you think her emotions were like? I'm like, probably tripping, because she played my phone bill. And she probably was saying, I actually pay your phone bill and you ain't going to answer your phone. Man, you got to be, you had to lose your mind. But God was dealing with her on a whole nother level. It's like, okay, let me test to see where you are. Make a phone call and see what happens. And if you don't answer the phone and you hang up the phone, what's your emotions look like? How are your emotions going? Are you hurt? Are you angry? Are you frustrated? Are you mad? Because if he was to turn around and come back home right now, and he's not going to come back home in his right mind, he's going to come back looking like Donkey Kong. He's going to come back acting the same way that he left. But when he comes back, what is he going to see? So she had the time period of, I won't quit, God, because you say that this is your son. What are the things that you have to work in me? What are the things that I have to work on to be who you want me to be? Because I'm not going to quit on you. I'm just not going to quit. Because if I quit on you, that means I'm quitting on him. That means I'm quitting on my children. That means I'm quitting on the people that's assigned to me. I'm quitting on my destiny and my purpose. Because what you have assigned for me to pray for and for what I'm supposed to do is still lined up. They still waiting. It's still waiting. So you sit in there and you say, well, you don't understand how long I've been waiting. My marriage is is my husband or my wife is in the hands of another man or another woman. Okay. but you don't think God is able to bring that thing to pass? You don't think God, if God told you that he's going to restore your marriage, and you're looking, the enemy got you looking at that thing saying, you don't understand. Here it is. Here's the situation. So God, this is what God was saying this morning. I mean, like literally before I pushed this button, he was like, okay, so what if the situation is I'm trying to get you to be healed, to be whole. So when it comes back, so when he comes back, and now the fact of the matter is, yes, he or she was in another person's arms. Yes, they were in another place, an intimate place. They were all of these things. They were all of these things. But God says, okay, now I'm going to snatch him out of that, and I'm going to bring him back home. And here it goes. Are we going to rehearse the thought of him being in the other person's arm, the way that they left, the way that they did it, the how that they did it, the times that they didn't come back, the times that they didn't communicate, all of those things? Because let me tell you something, the enemy will bring all of that back. So if you're sitting over here in this season, here we go. We're in the off season. So in the off season, you have not gotten yourself prepared for a winning season for the new, and not make everything look like an old, because in the middle of this thing, the enemy gets so like he just want to pile everything up on you real quick. I'm talking about in the middle. In this off season, because there's a season, then you got a little off season, but it ain't really an off season, because God says be prepared in season and out of season. That's why you train extremely hard in the off season. You get yourself extremely prepared for the next season. So when the next season comes, when your husband or your wife come home, you are fully prepared. You got everything that you need. You got healed from the trauma. You got healed from the hurt. You got healed from the abuse. You got healed from the sadness and the grief and all of the things that plague you. When you sitting there and you just pondering over, oh my God, is this, you don't understand, man. God knows everything. God is all knowing. He got the strength. He got everything you need. I was like, God, this is what you're talking about? This is encouraging? He said, yes, it's encouraging, because I need them to understand that it's about me. It's about what I want. Don't quit on God, because what God has for you is for you. God has the strength that you need. God has the wisdom you need. God has the off-season training that you need, because there's times when we got to learn something. There's time we got to grab something. There's times where we got to just press in. There's no more time for just sitting back and just looking at a situation, because the situation looks bad, worse than what you can even imagine. Because here it goes. The worse it is, the more glory God gets. If you believe what God says about the Bible and the words in the Bible, if you believe in healing, you believe in everything else, but why you can't believe what God has said about this? Because here it goes. In your off season, what are you doing? Are you sitting there complaining about, man, I ain't working out? I don't want to do that, God. Coach, I ain't doing that. Nah, man, I'm good. I ain't coming to practice today. I'm not going to do that. So you telling God every time, I'm not going to do that. Let me tell you, I said it. Man, God, I ain't doing that. Man, I'm not going to be responsible for these people. Bump that. Man, turn around and do you see all of these people, and you saying that I'm responsible for these people? This ain't even my church. Why do I have to be responsible for somebody that's not even mine? They're not even mine. But God was seeing something. He was showing me something different. He was showing me this place. It was this. I see emails and texts. It's like, Mr. Ben, could you please keep going with this turnaround season series? Because it's helping me. It's doing something to me. It's helping me change. You don't understand things. It was times where I just wanted to stop. Times I just wanted to commit suicide. But I listened to your message. I listened to this turnaround, and it means something. God was talking about now. He wasn't talking about then. He was just giving me a prophetic vision of this is what it's going to look like. So if you don't turn around and pay attention to me, and if you don't get your mind right, you don't get yourself right, then you better, you know what? People are going to perish because of you. Man, do you understand the weight of that? That's not easy for me. That is not easy for me. I wake up with weight. I wake up with turnaround. I'm like, God, what is going on? What are you doing? Why are you? He said, Jerry, why not me? Why not me? My son, I had to send my son. You know, we always say, okay, I'm, you know, We follow Jesus' footsteps. Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We Jesus. But let me tell you something. Jesus had to go through something. He had to be persecuted. He went through something for people that didn't even love him. People that didn't even like him. People that didn't even appreciate him. But he walked through it. He was walking on this earth. And then this is what he did. Then he made disciples to actually do the same thing. They was getting persecuted, beheaded, thrown off of a mountain. Listen, this ain't no game. This is not a game. When God tells you to do something, he's saying, hey, listen, I give you everything you need. I'm a supplying God. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I give you everything that you need. Everything that you need to make it through in your off season. In your off season, I need you to learn, Gerald. I need you to understand, Gerald, because if you don't understand, then that means you're going to have somebody that's supposed to be paying attention to you. That's supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to give them hope. I'm like, how am I give them hope? And I'm in the middle of a mess. How am I give them hope when I'm sitting here, broke, busted and disgusted. I don't even have no money. I don't have no house. I'm living in my car. I'm sleeping on the streets. I feel like I'm a bum. The enemy had me jacked up. Why? Because I wanted to quit on God. And so now I'm isolated. Now I'm separated. So when you sitting there in your home, right? And you're sitting there looking at your situation, and your situation don't look the way you want it to look. But God has it looking the way he needed to look, because he got something that he's trying to work in you in your off season. He's trying to transform you in your off season. He's trying to get you stronger in your off season. He's trying to get you mentally prepared to be able to handle a broken spouse, to be able to handle somebody that is probably not going to be in their right mind when they walk back into the door. Then what you going to do? Are you going to hit the floor and start complaining, or are you going to hit the floor and start declaring the word of God, the blessings of God, the power of God, the blood of Jesus? Are we going to go to that place, or are we going to go to the place where I'm tired? You don't understand. I ain't seen him in 25 years. They ain't called me, but God is telling you, I need you to stand. And in the midst of that 25 years, what have you learned? What if it was like, if you was to sit there and actually get healed and learn and not focus on the situation so much? Because here it goes. God has a game plan. He had a game plan for when you was in your mother's womb. He had a game plan. Are you sticking to God's game plan, or do you even know God's game plan? Because God gives us something. He gives us and shows us, you know, what he has for us and what he wants us to do. He has that for us. But are we tapping into that, or are we choosing to operate out of our flesh? Because our flesh should get you into a place of I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to do this myself. Once again, I'm going to give you a sports analogy. Head coach gives a play. The quarterback decides to run his own play. I'm going to run this play. And that's the person that snaps the ball. And they're like Tom Brady. I'm sure y'all know who Tom Brady is. He's a quarterback. So he takes the ball and it was supposed to have been a running play, because all you needed was 1 yard. And so, we're going to run this one. We're going to run this play. And all I need you to do is hand this ball off to this running back, and he can get this 1 yard. But you're going to call a pass play, and you back up, and everybody taking off thinking that this is a run play. It's supposed to have been a run play, but you want to throw a pass and you end up getting sacked. And now that you fumble, they get the ball. Now what? Now what? You just turn the ball over. Now everybody that's on the sideline, everybody in the stands, and everybody that was on that field looking at you like, man, you just messed up. You just messed up. That's the weight of what I'm talking about. That's the weight of you trying to quit. Because you want to do it your way, and God has a plan for it to be done another way, and then it takes you forever. It takes you forever. We can sit here and say, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. Okay, then, in 20 years, what were you doing? Because I can know. Me and my wife were doing it for, 10 plus, whatever, but it was because of I wasn't learning something. And it could have been something that she had to learn also, because it was in and out, in and out, in and out. So that was like test. Okay, if I come back home and it still looks like that, then I'm leaving. 9 times out of 10, that's just what I did. I left because it still looked the way it did. But that last time when I came back, I talked about it. It didn't look the same. She didn't sound the same. So whatever God was doing in her doing that off season, she got better. She got better. She got better at her facial expressions. She got better at how she treated me. Man, she was calling me king, and I'm like, a king? Oh, my God. This is something new. I mean, the vocabulary changed. Everything changed. Her emotions changed. Her feelings changed. She was literally loving me 70 times 7. She was, forgiving me 70 times 7. She was loving me unconditionally, even though I came back acting like Donkey Kong. I came back acting like I ain't got no common sense. But I came back. And as I came back, I was able to, now I got this. I saw something. I got to get this. You got to get this. It's got to get it. If you quit on God, you never going to get to the change. You never get to the winning season. You never get to the new. Because in the middle of it, you quit. And I've seen people quit. I've seen boys quit, men quit in the middle of it. You know, if we training in off season, it gets too hard. Oh, my God, it's too hard. It's too hard to be running. I got to run 100. I got to run 10 hundreds. Oh, my God, I'm quitting. I don't want to do it anymore. And then in the middle of the game, in the middle of the off season, they quit. They quit. They don't even get to the season. And then all of a sudden the season, the people that stayed there for that training and they fought through it and they linked up and they said, man, you can't quit. I'm going to encourage you not to quit. Man, come on, man. We can make these. We can make this. We can do this. This is about winning. We're not going to have no losing season. It's about getting this thing back. God said your marriage is going to come back. Then it's going to come back. I don't need you quitting. I need you to fight. What is it that's hurting? Let's pray for your hurt. Let's pray for your pain. Let's pray for the things that are going through your mind. Let's pray for those things, because let me tell you something. In the middle of your season, in your off season, what are you doing? Are you quitting? Are you quitting because it's too hard? Are you quitting because you can't get it done? Are you quitting because you ain't in shape? Are you quitting because you don't, you know, I'm not physically fit. I'm not physically prepared for that. Means that's why you try to get in shape. You got to get in shape. That means you got to go through some things. That means you got to go through some pressures. That means you got to go through some pains. That means you got to go through those things that you, as you going through them, like I said, you're going through them. You're not sitting in them. That's like exercise. When you first start, that first of the year, everybody say, well, I'm going to start this thing and I'm going to go exercise and blah, blah, blah. By the third day, after they body starts saying, man, this junk hurt. I ain't going to even lie to you. I start walking these miles. I start doing these things. I'm like, man, listen here. Do you know, God, that it's hills? Everywhere I go, there's a hill. There's not no flat land. Oh, I want to walk on something flat. I'm from Florida. I can walk on some flat, walk on the sand, walk on the road, whatever. Out here in Georgia, North Georgia, man, there's nothing but hills. Every time I look up, I'm going down a hill or going up a hill. Down a hill and going up a hill. And he's increasing every day. Oh, go 3 miles. Okay. Go 5 miles. Okay. Go 6 miles. Okay. Go 7 miles. Okay. I'm like, God. But what he's doing is he's training me. I ain't going to quit. How many times I wanted to quit? How many times I walked into my house and say, babe, my God, can you rub my feet? Power of teamwork. Babe, you can't quit. You got to keep doing it because it's encouragement, because it's this, because it's that. God, can I stop doing the turnaround series? No, because it's encouragement. You helping someone. I told you, you're that one that's going to bring someone hope. I said, well, okay, your wife is going to help and you're going to bring hope. Okay, then I keep going. Every time I wake up, he said, there's a turnaround. Oh, okay, then I know there's a turnaround. I know that he's getting ready to give me something to help someone else. So this is not even about me. It's about me being able to release something. It's about me being able to get this thing off my chest, to be transparent with you. That's what this is about for me, because it's being transparent, and it's for my for my deliverance and for my therapy. It's therapeutic to me. It is. I'm just saying, it's therapeutic to me, because I don't want the enemy to have nothing. Yes, I wanted to quit. Yes, I wanted to stop. But God said, you can't quit on me, because if you're quitting on me, you're quitting on everybody that's assigned to you. You're quitting on your family. You're quitting on your children. You're quitting on your children's children and every generation that comes after you. You're quitting on your legacy. You're quitting on your purpose. You're quitting on your destiny. Do you know that that's very important to God? And so I just wanted to please God. And so now that I'm saying I want God's purpose, perfect will in the middle of my off season. In the middle of my off season, I don't have time to think about quitting. I don't have time. God, what's next? What's the next drill, coach? What's the next plan, coach? What's the next team that we're going against, coach? I'm mentally preparing myself that the enemy is going to try to attack my weakness. I strengthen my weakness during this time. So what's your weakness? Is your weakness your hurt? Is your weakness your pain? Is your weakness your fear? Is your weakness your what? What is your weakness? Find your weakness. Find that one thing that's just tormenting you. Find that one thing and you just go at it. You go at it and you beat it and you stomp it. You don't let the enemy just constantly just bombard you and beat your mind up because that's all he want to do. And you sit there and just get beat. Come on, man. Who does that? Who does that? It's time to fight. It's time to fight. I won't quit. I won't quit, God. I'ma get stronger. I won't quit. I'ma get healed. I won't quit, God. I won't quit. I'ma stand my ground, God. I ain't running no more. I used to run from my situation. I used to run from my power. That's quitting. That's quitting. I try to run so doggone fast, it ain't funny. I'm trying to tell you, I'm a sprinter. I can run. And I was trying to get out of there quick as possible. I mean, like, get there. Woo, gone. But that's quitting to God. That's quitting to God. So let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop talking about quitting. Let's stop talking about I'm going to give up. The enemy wants you to quit. The enemy wants you to stop. Let me tell you what happens when you start quitting. You get into a place of woes me. Let me tell you, if you ever been in a place of woes me, everything you talk about is, oh my, I can't do this. I feel this way. Oh, you don't understand. You're a victim. That's a victim. I remember when we was training, I'm like training and somebody say, oh my God, well, we got to run. So man, shut up and let's go. Man, get up. Let's go. Come on. And now it's teamwork. It's teamwork. My wife won't let me quit. I won't let my wife quit. When she feeling like she, you know, she's drained, I hug her and I pour into her. I put my oil, the oil on her head. I pray over her. I protect her. I cover her. I do those things. Now, I remember when I ain't want to do it because I was always running. But when I saw my wife able to do it, and I saw my wife not running, I saw my wife getting healed. I saw my wife getting whole. I saw my wife. I saw it. I saw it in a team perspective. When you see a person that came in the off season out of shape, and by the end of the off season, they're the strongest person on the doggone team. You see a transformation when you start seeing yourself as a weak person, and then by the middle of your off season, you start feeling like, oh my God, I got a winner's mentality. I'm thinking like a winner. Oh my God, I'm about to run like a winner. I'm about to speak like a winner. Oh my God. I feel you. When you start talking about your destiny and purpose, when you start talking about God's promises to you more than you start talking about your situation, that's when you start getting strength, because now you start to believe something that's pumping your muscles. Now your spiritual muscles. Now your spiritual muscles are getting stronger. Oh, now your spiritual endurance is starting to happen because you're rehearsing it daily. You're sprinting a little harder. You're declaring a lot more. Your fire is not a fire. Is lit inside of you. And when you get a person that's fire is lit, and I'm talking, when I talk about sports, it puts me in another place. And I'm praying that because I'm giving it to you in a sports analogy, you understand it. So you will see and understand how it is for the person that is gone. And if it's a male, you understand the sports analogy of it. And so when it comes back, you can start speaking another language to them. See, in the middle of all this, I'm giving you some nuggets on some sports analogy. I'm giving you some nuggets on off season, in season. When you start speaking like that, speaking to that, hey, babe, I understand. God is my coach. Hey, he's my personal coach. Oh my God, he's your personal trainer. Let me tell you something. When you serious about this thing. When you serious about this, I don't know if you got kids or maybe not or whatever, but when you really want to get good, you don't just do what everybody else does. You go and get a trainer so you can get specialized or get or to hone in on your weak area. God is your personal trainer. Woo! He does it all. He can tell you your weakness. He can tell you the things that's working and not working. He can tell you, he can get you so strong that you operating in the supernatural strength. You ain't just getting your regular strength back. He giving you supernatural strength. Man, y'all gotta love this thing. Y'all gotta get this. I pray that y'all getting this. I pray that this is helping you. I pray that it is helping you because I need you to understand. I need you to understand their language. I need you to understand that you can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. If you quit, you won't get to your winning season. You quit, you don't get to your new. If you quit, you just cannot quit. It's not about that. It's not about quitting. It's not about quitting. You're not a loser. You're not a loser and you're not operating in your old way. It's time to go through your off season. It's time to get some specialized training in your weak areas. That area that's just tormenting you. What's the area that's tormenting you? If you got somebody a spouse in another place that's not at home, they not in your home and things are crazy. That's tormenting. But what is God saying to you about that? What is God saying to you about it? Did God say, I'm going to restore your marriage? And in the middle of that, now the question is, God, where do I got to get stronger? Because when I think about it, I get weak. All I want to do is cry. All I get do is I get emotional. Oh, I get into my feelings. God, I need something different. I want to operate in something different. I want to feel a different type of way. Are we asking those questions? Because those are probably the questions that we need to ask. Because I will ask the trainer, bruh, I need to run a little faster. I need to jump a little higher. I need to get this. I need to get that. And this is what God was saying to me when it was time for me to operate in my off season is when I came back home and I saw my wife. Okay, now you in your off season. Now it's time for you to change your mindset. Now I got to get your mind right because you're thinking the wrong things. As a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. So I had to think differently. So I was focusing on these things that God was showing me, the destiny and purpose. I even go back to the thing of lining up in that line, seeing all of those people and saying, okay, God, if you saying that I'm responsible for them, then I apologize for not being in place. I apologize for altering their destiny. I apologize. I want to apologize because I had to get my mind right, because I had to accept my role. I had to accept my call. I had to accept the things that I've done to alter somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? So if you're called to pray for somebody, if you're called to do something for your spouse or whatever it is, because if Yvette didn't do what she had to do, my life would have been would have been off charts, because there were times where God was having her to pray for some stuff that she didn't even know she had to pray for. She was just praying. But on my end, he was like, dude, I had her over here praying because you over here trying to kill yourself. I'm trying to do as much as I can to keep him alive. I need you to be over here praying. I need you to be over here doing what I asked you to do, because I spending my time trying to keep him alive so he can actually come back to you, so he can actually get back to this place. So let me tell you something. You can't even quit because you don't even know what your prayers are doing. You don't even know what God is asking you to do, what it is unlocking. So here we go again. In the middle of your off season, and no, it's not really an off season. So I don't even know why they call it an off season, because you always train harder in that season than you train during the regular season. I don't understand that. I guess because you're not actually playing, so they call it off season. But I don't even really want to call it no off season, because I'm telling you, the training that you do in that place is harder than the training you do in the season. And so you got to prepare yourself to train hard. You got to prepare yourself to attack your weaknesses. What are your weaknesses? Write down your weaknesses and say, I'm going to conquer my weaknesses. I'm not going to lose in my weaknesses. I'm not going to lose in this situation no more. I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm not a quitter. I'm not quitting on God. I'm not quitting on my family. I'm not quitting on my marriage. I'm not quitting on my spouse. I'm not quitting, God. I'm going to need everything that you have, because I understand that you have a plan for me, and I want to stick to your game plan. I'm throwing my game plan in a trash can. I'm aligning up with the original game plan, and that's where I'm going. That's my route. That's my route. So if you planning on operating in God's plan, then change the way you think, change the way you see, change the way you feel, change all of that. Because this is not about you. Get out your emotions and get out your feelings. I was like, dang, I operated in that for a very long time. My flesh was when I tell you my flesh was stronger than anything. It was like, man, I ain't praying for her. I ain't praying for them. I ain't doing this. I'm a me, myself, and I do. And this is just what I'm going to do. And, even when in football, it was like, dude, I'm working for myself. I'm working to get myself better. I'm working to get this better, that better, all of these things just better. That's just what I'm doing. If they don't never do anything, that's on them. But what I'm doing is going to be for me, because that's what I needed to do. That's what I wanted to do. But I didn't understand that God was going to use that same drive, that same passion, that same push for him. And that's exactly what he did. Now it's about, what are you going to do, Gerald? How are you going to work, Gerald? What's your work ethic? How are you going to encourage them? Are you just going to let them fall to the wayside? Because it's a team sport. My marriage is a team sport. It's me and my wife. It's me, my wife, and my kids, and everybody that's assigned us. This is a team sport. If he wanted me to play, I have never played a sport that was by myself. I didn't play tennis. I try to play golf, but it sucks to me because I don't like doing it. You know what I mean? It's not fun to me. I don't have a team that encourages and pushes, and all of this stuff. You got a dude over here trying to beat you, and you over here trying to beat. That's not my game. I mean, I'm a team sport dude. That's just who I am. And God showed me, your marriage is a team. You have given up. You gave up on them for a very long time. And now I got you back. Now I need your mind to understand that this is a team sport, and you are the head coach. You are the head of this team. You can be the head coach. You can be however you want to look at. You can be the head coach. You can be the owner of the team, whatever you want to be. General manager, whatever it is you want to call yourself. But you better understand that there's a game plan that God wants for your marriage. There's a game plan that God wants for you individually. And that this is not a place where we're going to say that we're quitting, because we're turning around everything. And God is turning around your mindset. He's turning around that place that you want to quit on. He's trying to tell you that I'm trying to make you stronger in your weakest areas. I'm trying to make you stronger in your mind. I'm trying to make you stronger in your heart. I'm trying to make you stronger in your walk. I'm trying to make you stronger in your feelings. I'm making you strong. He wants you to be stronger. And so in this place, I pray that you get stronger. I pray that these turnarounds, listen, if you got to go back to them and go through them over and over and over to get the point, to get the picture, to allow God to talk to you, because I'm telling you, this is all about God. There was mornings I woke up and all I heard was turnaround. And in my mind, my natural mind, I'm like, again? I'm going to do another one? Well, okay. I don't have anything. Get in the car, drive around, and I bust out crying, because he takes me back to my life. He takes me through the journey of my life, the times when I quit. The day was a time where I quit on so many different things. I quit. I remember a time where I was at K-State, and it was hard. It was like this. If you ever know K-State, and I keep using sports analogies, but because I'm trying to help y'all. My wife gave a little bit of tips and sips on it the other day, but I'm using these things as a teaching purpose so that you will have some type of understanding and knowledge and how to relate it to what God is doing and to what they are feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because we talk about the breaking of the broken communication, that we don't understand each other. Listen, men understand sport. I don't care what man it is. He understands some type of sport. period. He understands some type of sport. So be able to speak to them in their language or speak to them in a way that they just might understand and deliver it in a way how God wants you to deliver it. So I remember going to Kansas State and I was a junior, my junior year. I had went to a junior college, so literally had to go through some things. But I got to K-State in the summertime when everything was trying to change. It was like Coach Snyder's them would have been in his second year. So I'm coming into this thing, and I'm coming in and I worked hard. I thought I worked hard at Garden City, but I really wasn't because I had skills. And so when you got skills, you don't really push yourself. You don't really, you know, take yourself to the next level. But when I was at K-State, in that summertime, I had to push myself. And then people were pushing. And I was like, dude, this is not what I want. This is not what I signed up for. You know, I wasn't used to all of this stuff. And then when we got into the season, it was a time when our coach, they used to grade us. And God grades you. God gives you a grade on how you pass your test. Do you get angry? Do you get mad? Do you get frustrated? Do you just cry or do you scream? Whatever it is that you're doing, this is a grade. You know, are you going to pass this test? Yes. Yes. It looked bad. Yes. It doesn't seem the way it should. No, he shouldn't say that. No, he shouldn't be doing that. No, he shouldn't be there. No, he shouldn't be doing this. But what's your grade? How are you responding to it? Are you responding like Christ? Are you responding like that you are in the image and likeness of God? Are you responding that way? Until you can respond that way, until you can get into that feeling that way, until you can get out of your emotions that way, then you're going to keep getting that same quiz until you actually pass it. And K-State, they used to give us these quiz after, you know, before a game, and then they'll grade us after the game. And then one time my grade was bad, and I'm like, dude, I ain't even do anything. Why my grade bad? And then I wanted to quit. I literally got up and left, walked out, just wanted to quit. Bump this. I ain't doing this, man. Y'all do whatever it is y'all want to do. I don't want this. But if I would have quit, I would have never, ever got to the place where God has showed me that he was going to allow me to be. I would have never got to the NFL. I would have never got the opportunity to do it because I had quit. And so I had to come back and do it right. I had to come back and do it again. I had to come back and make it better. And so I had to do it. So yes, I wanted to quit. Yes, I was gone. Deuces. Peace. Let it go. But I wouldn't have never reached the place that I needed to reach. I wouldn't have never got to where I needed to go. I wouldn't have got to what God showed me. So whatever God showed you, if you quit, you don't get to it. Or it takes longer to get to it. Because at some point in some time, you're going to want what God wants. At some point in some time, you're going to want what God wants. After you've taken enough beatings, after you've gotten to a place where you can't take it no more, you can't deal with it. You can't handle the emotions. You can't handle the feelings. And you say, God, I quit. I want all of you to take me, do whatever it is you want me to do. You surrender. And then God say, by time. Now, are you ready to learn the lesson that I'm trying to teach you so you don't keep making the same mistakes, that you won't keep taking the same quiz, that you don't keep taking the same test? Every time you have a conversation over and over and over, you think about it. Every time that conversation happens over and over and over, that means something ain't happened. Either I didn't pass the test or my wife didn't pass the test. Normally it's me. And then sometimes it's her. But you can't quit. You can't quit. Well, think about it. If you'd have quit in elementary, you would have never made it to middle school. Think about if you'd have quit in middle school, you would have never made it to high school. But there's people that quit. There's people that walked out of high school. There's people that just quit. But I'm telling you, when they quit, what happens? That makes it easier for them to quit on anything and any and everything else. I'm telling you. It makes it easier because you've already done it before. And that's all the enemy has ever tried to do, is to get you in a place of a quitter. So remember, in your off season is the place where you get your weaknesses stronger. That means you hit the weight room. It means that you out there running and you conditioning. You see these kids out there in the summertime, they be running. You go to any high school and in the summertime, you'll see some kids out there running. You'll see them out there running with no shirts on. You'll see them out there pouring water all over their head. They trying to do whatever they can to get better. God is saying, what are you trying to do to get better? What are you doing to get better? Are you sitting on the sideline looking like, I'm going to watch them and everything they doing and you're going to be envy. And then all of a sudden now you jealous of what they have and what they're doing because they see improvement in their marriage. They see an improvement in their lives. They see an improvement, but all of a sudden you don't see no improvement because you're not doing anything. The question is to you, what are you doing in your off season? Are you quitting in your off season or are you getting stronger? Don't quit on God. Don't quit on what God can do. I know my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to give you the strength that you need. I know my God is able to put his super on your natural. I know my God is able to give you the wisdom that you need, the understanding that you need, that when the time that you feel like you just can't make it, you just can't make it. You just can't do it. I can't do this no more, God. How many times you said that? I raised my hand. I said it before. I used to say it a lot. Man, I can't do this anymore. You just don't understand. Man, God says, I'm all knowing. What are you talking about? Why would you say that I don't know? When I'm trying to give you something and teach you something, you should be figuring that out. That used to hurt me because I'm talking about when I came home. This is hard, God. This is hard to make this change. This is hard for me to look at my wife and know that I'm embarrassed for everything that I've done. This is hard, God. This is hard to be who you have called for me to be. Am I worthy of being this? Why are you allowing me to be this person? You know, I mean, it's like, okay, then same thing about Jesus. I put him on the earth because I need him to do something. I need him to show something. I need him to be this way. And I need you to say that and act like you are him, that Christ is in you and you are in Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So when you start tapping into that greater, the greater, tap into the greater, please. Because the greater gives you the strength to make it a day. I got a saying, day by day, play by play, let's get better. Let's get better. So let's do it this way. Day by day, situation by situation, let's get better. Whatever your situation, the situation arise, are you responding differently? How do you respond in critical situations? How do you respond in traumatic situations? How do you respond when it doesn't look good? How do you respond when you don't feel like it? That's what you learn in the off season. That's why you get the pressure put on you. That's when this training starts. When you start feeling like things are just going crazy and the pressure is getting too hard, you in your training season. It's like, God, now what is it I need to learn? What is it that you want me to see? What is it you want me to know? Where do I need to get stronger? Where do I need to get wiser? Where do I need to get understanding? Where do I need to learn to stand and sit and not talk? What do I need to do? What is it I need to do? I'm not quitting. And that's you telling the enemy that, because the enemy is trying to say, oh, you're going to quit. Oh, I'm going to put this situation on you that used to make you cry. I'm going to put this situation on you that used to make you feel really, really heavy, that you don't even want to get out of bed. Remember those days that you don't even want to feel, you don't want to get out of bed. You've been looking at your situation so hard and looking at your situation so long, you don't even want to get out of bed. It's like you don't. I just keep thinking about it, man. Renew your mind daily. That's why I say renew your mind daily. Creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. You might want to call those things and be not as though they were. You might want to speak them with boldness. You might want to stand up and say, listen here, no longer, devil, you're going to have me laid down, locked down, played down. I know I ain't quitting. I'm not going to fall down. No, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to get up and I'm going to run some more. I'm going to get up and do me some more push-ups. I'm going to get up and I'm going to fight a little bit more. I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray for the marriages all around the world. I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray for everybody that I know. I'm going to get up up and I'm going to do this. I'm going to get up and I'm going to declare the word of God. I'm going to get up and go and lay oil over everything in my house. I'm going to get up and go lay oil all over my car. I'm going to get up and walk around my house because I'm declaring the destiny in my house. I'm declaring that I take the territory around my house and around my community. I declare that you have called for me to be a tent peg, and I'm going to declare it now, and I'm going to stand bold in it because I'm not a quitter. I am a winner, and I'm going to get to my winning season. Oh, I'm going to be a part of the winning season. Oh, I'm going to get my new. I'm going to walk in my new. I'm going to be new. My words are going to be new. My feelings are going to be new. My heart is going to be new. My sight is going to be new. My hearing is going to be new. No longer am I going to sit back and I'm going to be a loser. I'm not quitting on you, God. I will not quit on you, God. I won't quit. I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter, and I won't quit. Yes, I did. I had a season where I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. But God, you said that you will restore me. Now I'm a little bit better. I'm better from my freshman year to my sophomore year. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. I came in as a freshman. I ain't know a whole lot. I wasn't prepared for all of this. But now I'm in my sophomore year. I understand a little bit more. I understand how to train. I understand how to run. I understand how to lift. I understand how to pray. I understand I got to fast. I understand that the enemy is going to come at me and try to bring me down. I understand that. But I understand the word of God. I understand the promises of God. I understand the fire of God, the authority of God, the power of God. I understand it. I know y'all understand it too. And let me tell you, I pray. Y'all don't understand. I pray that this stuff help y'all, because it's helping me. It's helping me to renew my mind. It's helping me to see that place where I used to be. That used to be that quitter. The areas that I quit in. The areas that I have to repent in. You know, I had to repent for all the people that was lined up behind me. That I messed up their destiny. I messed up their purpose. Because I was trying to live a hypocritical life. I was a hypocrite. I was living in the church, and then outside the church I was living like the world. I apologize for that. I had to apologize for God. You don't understand the weight that it takes for me. I don't know if I've caused some of those people's lives to be dead. I don't know if I've caused the things to fall apart in their lives. You don't understand that if the assignment God gives you to stand, God gives you the assignment to pray, God gives you the assignment to do things, you might want to do them, because it ain't about you. You just a vessel that God wants to use to do something right. Because God, Jesus said, I only want to do the will of the one that sent me. You know what I'm saying? He got sent to do his will. That's what we're here for. We are to do God's will. It's not about us. Get out of our feelings. Get out of our emotions. I'm trying to tell you, I know the enemy makes it hard. I do. I'm not stupid. I did that for a decade. But let me tell you something. You can come out of it, and you will come out of it. You will not quit in the midst of it. You will not quit on your come out. You will not quit on your off season. You will not quit. You will get to your winning season. You will get to your new, because I'm going to encourage you to fight. I'm going to encourage you to come to the new. I'm going to encourage, if you get to a place where you weak and you tired, come back to this broadcast and let it encourage you. Let it motivate you that when you in your season and when you start winning, you look back and you look at all the hard work that you had to go through. You look at all the situations that you had to come out of, and you say, oh my God, I'm a winner. Oh my God, I know how to win. Oh, when the next season comes, oh, when my next off season comes, I'm going to another level in it. Oh, I'm going to another level, God, in my training. I'm going to another level in my prayers. I'm going in another level in understanding my warfare that I'm coming against. Oh my God. Get stronger. Day by day. Situation by situation. Get better. Handle it better. Deal with it better. Deal with it better. Come on. No longer are we going to sit there and have pity parties. Oh my God. Do you know? No, I don't know. Don't even care. It's about, let's get it. Man, we got a situation that we got to get to. We got a season that we got to prepare for. We don't have time for you to be having a pity party talking about your leg hurt. Man, listen here. Man, drink some water. Get the cramp out. Rub it out. Let's go. Let's go. There's no time for all of that. I'm not going to sit here and just rub you. Man, step to the sideline until you get right. And when you get right, get back in the game and let's go. Get back in the game. Don't quit. You got to play. You got to get in the game. Don't quit. Please don't quit. Don't quit. Stay in the game, okay? Stay in the game. Listen, I've given you a whole lot of football stuff. Given you a whole lot of football knowledge and sports analogies in this situation. Because if you don't understand it, I pray that God gives you the revelation of it. I used it sports-wise, but I also brought it into a biblical principle of how, you know, we got to come out of this, man. We can't stay in this quitting place. And he's like, Gerald, you got to get the quitter's mentality out your mind. You can't be quitting on the job I got you to do. You can't be quitting on the people that I assigned to you. You just can't quit. I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't quit. Won't quit. I can't quit and I won't quit. Period. I just won't. I just won't. I understand now the weight of this. I understand the magnitude of what I got to do. That's why I get on here and do what I do, because it's all about God. He asked me to do it. This is what I'm doing. Now, I was trying to be in the house, but God said, I don't care if the sun is not up. I need you to get on and do this. And so whoever needed this before you go to work, I pray that this ministers to you. I pray that this pushes you. I pray that this encourages you. It pushes you into a new place. It gives you some clarity. It gives you some strength to fight again. It gives you some strength to understand that I'm not a quitter. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm walking in my winning season. I've walked away from the loser. I don't have a loser's mentality. A quitter operates in a loser's mentality because they don't think that they can win. They don't think that they can actually do it. Man, I love God. I love God. I really, really do. I really love God. And I love the way he pushes me. I love the way he challenges me. I do. I didn't used to love it. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'm just being real. I didn't love all of that pushing me, but I understood that he chastised the ones that he loves. And so I understand what he was doing to me. I understand now what he was doing to me. He was chastising me because he loved me. And I used to look at it that he didn't love me because he was doing all of these things to me. But he was trying to push me. He was trying to make me a winner. He was trying to get me into the winner's mentality. He was trying to take me away from a loser to a winner. He was trying to take me from an old Gerald to the new Gerald. He was trying to transform me into his image and likeness. He was trying to get me to understand that I am a living sacrifice. That my body is a living sacrifice, that what I have to sacrifice for his will is I got to go through this training. I got to go through this off season. I got to prepare my mind. I got to prepare my heart. I got to prepare everything about me. So lips, whatever season you in, if you are in your mid, if you are in the middle of your or in the beginning of your season. Now, if you're in this season for a very long time, it's like, God, what is it that I'm supposed to learn? Where are my weak places? You got to start finding the weak places, because the weak places is what keep you in training. The weak places is what keep you in that off season. In the off season. So let's look at it. Let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. And so once again, I thank you for joining me. I pray. Listen. Can you put up, I won't quit, God? I won't quit, God. I won't quit, God. Hold on. I won't quit on you, God. I won't quit on you, God. I won't quit on you, God. So whatever God has told you, whatever God has promised you, his word, he is not a man that he should lie. His word will not return void, empty, or vain. It shall accomplish in which he said, I'm telling you, as a living example of God's restoration, of God's restoration. I am the hope that you can look at, that you. I hear you, God. I'm a living example of what God can restore and what God can do. I thought it was hopeless. A lot of people might have thought I was hopeless, or it would be hopeless that we can't do it. It won't do it. It won't happen. But let me tell you something. Because my wife didn't quit on God, God calls her not to quit on me. And because she didn't quit on me, I'm standing before you giving you a message on don't quit. So there's a trickle-down effect. That's a trickle-down effect. The first is, I won't quit on you, God. And then God says, and I don't need you to quit on the situation. I don't need you to run from the situation. I need you to battle a situation. I need you to walk through the situation, because there's going to be a time where I'm going to cause you to speak to someone about your situation or how you walked out, and you giving them the process of walking out. It's like being a Christian. It's like walking out day to day, and someone is looking at you, and all of a sudden they realize that you are different than everybody else, that you're different in the workplace, that you're different in the stores, that you're different, you know, that they see in the neighbors, you know, they see something different, they hear something different, and so they inquire about that difference. They inquire about, you know, what are you saved? Are you a Christian? And then you have an opportunity to be a witness. It's not about what you say. It's about how you live your life in front of people. My wife had to live a life that was different for me to see different, for me to understand different, for me to accept different, and for me to understand that I can be different. I can be like Christ. The world said, let me be like Mike. Nope, I want to be like Christ. I want to be like Christ. But I understand that there's suffering that comes with it. I understand there's a persecution that comes with it. I understand that the enemy will put out an all-out war against me because I made a commitment to not quit on God, and I made a commitment to walk like Christ. Not to say, what would Jesus do? It's to, I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going to walk this thing out. I'm going to walk this thing out. I don't care what the opposition is. It is what it is. I got it. I'm rolling with a team, and my team is ready to go. I'm just saying. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I really do. Yvette Marie, girl, I love you so much. Thank you for not quitting on me. I'm not going to cry, babe. I know you know I get to this place by that quitting on me. And I get emotional because that's a place where I understood what it does and how it is. And so please, because you don't quit, you don't understand the things that I get unlocked. You might not see it right now. That's what faith is. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you quit in the middle of it, you don't see it. You don't get to see it. You don't get to see the fruits of your labor. Because Yvette didn't quit, she gets to see the fruit of her labor, and she hasn't even seen it all. She's only seen a glimpse of it. This is a glimpse of who I am. This is a glimpse of what God has said I am. So there's more. There's absolutely more. And I'm so excited about seeing the more. I'm so excited about the push, the training, the things that I have to do to get to the more. There's more. I'm talking about more winning seasons, not just one winning season. I'm talking about being a dominant force in a sports run. You've seen a team that just dominated decade after decade after decade after decade. The Boston Celtics in basketball, they used to just dominate just forever. It's like, dude, they got so many championships. It's just ridiculous. My wife told me to stop saying freaking. I'm sorry. I apologize, God. I don't even want it to sound like that. So I apologize for me even saying that online. I apologize. It's crazy how a team can just win that way. But you know what, though? They were on one accord. That team was operating as one. They functioned as one, and they dominated as one. And so that's why they were able to do what they did for a long period of time. Me and my wife are operating as one. I'm planning on having very, very, a whole lot of winning seasons because I am I've teamed up with my wife and the people that we're assigned to have teamed up, and we're going to have winning seasons. Every person that we come in contact, I feel like going to be blessed. Every person that we partner with will be blessed. I mean, I'm serious. This is not just something that I'm just saying. It's something that I know. It's something that I feel. It's something that God has showed me. It's like you haven't even tapped into the best of me, Gerald. You haven't even tapped into the best of me. You're getting a glimpse of me. You're getting a little bit of me. But as you continue to press, as you continue to seek my face, as you continue to understand that every situation that you're going to have is going to be different, and I'm going to give you different strategies to outwit the enemy. I'm going to give you different strategies to dominate the enemy. And so that's my plan. That's my plan. I got my partner. I got my best friend. I got my babe. I got whatever you want to call her. Babe, thank you. Just thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for the sacrificing your yourself. Thank you for sacrificing your everything that you had to do to get me, to help me to get to a place, to get to this place. Thank you. I mean, thank you. And let me tell you something. I'm apologizing for every man that's wife that is out there praying for them. That's out there making sacrifices for them. That's out there doing the things that God has said, you know, without getting any applaud, without getting a pat on the back, without getting encouragement. You know, I'm encouraging you now to don't quit. I'm encouraging you now to keep fighting for him. I'm encouraging you now to not quit on God. I'm encouraging you now to reach the full potential that God has called for you to get. I'm encouraging you now that in your off season, that you find the things, you find your weaknesses and you conquer your weaknesses. I'm encouraging you now to fight that hurt, to fight that pain, to fight that depression, to fight that suicidal thoughts, to fight all of those things that have caused you for year after year after year after year after year after year after year to fail. I encourage you to go and to find the word, to find the scriptures that'll help you to win. I encourage you. You're not a loser and you're definitely not a quitter. You will reach your winning season. You will walk in your new. So let's fight for that stuff. Let's fight for what God wants for you. Let's fight for his your destiny and your purpose, not only for you, but for your spouse, for your children, your children's children, the people that are assigned to you. Fight. Don't quit. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me for the turnaround. I pray that this broadcast helped you because I think I went an hour again and God was just pouring. So someone needed it. I pray that it helped you. I pray that it takes you to another place. It encourages you and it lifts you up this morning. So that when you go to work today, you think about those things that are those weak areas. And we focus on the weak areas. We get stronger. We're not getting weaker today. We're going to get stronger. All right. So let's reach. Let's get stronger. Let's increase our spiritual muscles. Come on, let's get our spiritual muscles some exercise today. Let's get our prayers, let's get our declarations going. You know what I'm saying? Let's get our fight going. I'm talking about let's just get it going. There's no time to allow the enemy just to bombard our mind because that's just what he does. That's what he does. So in those 12, Pam, in those 12, you're in a season. It's time to learn. It's time to get stronger because I'm telling you, when he comes back, he gonna come back. You know, they come back sometimes worse. They come back acting like they like what? But you better be ready. You better have your mind right. You better have your heart right. You better have your heart, your words right. You better have your hearing right. You better have your eyes right. Because if you don't have it right, you'll see the situation gets crazier and crazier. God is trying to teach us something in the midst of our off season. He is trying to teach us something. So let's gather what it is that God is trying to teach us. Let's get stronger in the areas that have caused us to be extremely weak. Let's get strong in those areas. Don't focus on your strong points. Focus on your weak areas. Focus on your facial expressions. Focus on your mouth. Focus on your ears. Focus on your body posture. Whatever it is that God is wanting you to focus on, let's focus on that, please. All right? All right, y'all. I got to go. I appreciate you joining me. I pray that this message help you, encourages you, pushes you, all of that stuff, because it does me. All right. I'm Gerald, part of Geraldine Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, geraldineyvette.com. We got resources. My wife is getting ready to do a teaching on a group. I think it's on our website. It's a flyer on our Facebook page or on our website that it might be something that you want to go and watch it. It's I think it's on forgiveness. And if forgiveness is one of your weak areas, hey, you might want to go and check that out. For unforgiveness, man, you might want to go check that out. Having the ability to forgive, it takes a real skill. It takes a skill. Babe, it takes a skill, doesn't it? To forgive 70 times 7? Shoot, man. I was learning from my wife, man. I ain't gonna even lie to you. You know the Bible says it, but you know. I'm a visual person, so my wife had to walk that thing out in front of me 70 times 7, especially when you dealing with a person that deals with offense. Man, 70 times 7 ain't no joke. I'm just saying, 70 times 7 ain't no joke. So being able to forgive, yeah, it takes from some spiritual muscles to get you to that place. It takes your spiritual muscles to get you to that place. It ain't just something that you just do. You got to work your spiritual muscles to get to 70 times 7. All right? So that was funny to me. I don't know why that was so funny to me, but that was funny to me. Because I understood how hard it was. I do. I understand how hard it was. So 70 times 7. All right? My bad. In a day. Y'all better catch that. 70 times 7 in a day? Man, and I'm an offended person, man. It's all good, though. It's all good. I'm good. All right? Thank y'all for joining me, man. This has truly been a great moment for me to turn around. I'm excited, man, because I know they're going to get stronger, dude. I'm so encouraged about it. I'm just excited. I'm laughing now because I understand that you're about to, you about to do some, get some muscles that you about to do some damage. What? This off season, you it clicked. You can see now. You can hear now. You are about to grab these muscles and you are about to destroy the enemy. Y'all go ahead. I gotta go. I'll be on here all night, all morning long. Hey, once again, y'all, you got this. Day by day, situation by situation, I get better. That's your motto. I won't quit on God, but day by day, situation by situation, I get better. Enemy, I get better. I don't stay the same. I get better. Yes, take that motto, man, and run with that thing. Make that your motto. Day by day, situation by situation, I get better. I get better. I believe you're getting better. I believe you're getting stronger. I believe you're getting understanding. I believe you're getting wisdom. I believe you're transforming. I believe. Even Nike says that. That's one of their logos. Believe. I believe. I remember I seen a commercial. The kids were like, I believe I can win. I believe that I can win. I believe that I can win. I believe that I can win. Y'all better start saying with that thing. I mean, whoever did that, they understood. They understood about winning. They understood I had to believe to win. Day by day, situation by situation, I win. I win. I get better. Day by day, situation by situation, I get better. I believe that I will win. I believe that I will win. I believe. I ain't trying to take their motto. I'm just saying that thing just popped into my spirit. Because if Nike can get that right, why can't the kingdom get it right? All it takes is for you to believe. Let's believe. Let's believe that you will win. Let's believe. Let's believe. Let's believe. Let's believe. Let's believe. All right, I got to go. Once again, believe that you can win, but you can win. And I'm not a quitter. You won't quit on God. And then third, day by day, situation by situation, I win. Or I get better. You choose. You either get better or you win. You choose. All right? Y'all have a great day. Matter of fact, have a blessed day. Have an awesome day in God. Let God just meditate on God today. Meditate on God's word. Meditate on God's promises. Meditate on who God has called for you to be. And just let it be and do what he does. All right. Once again, y'all. Thank you for joining me on the turnaround. And I pray that this message turns you around. Hey, I like that. I pray that this message turns you around. And I'm talking about turning you around for the good of God. Hey, for God's will. For God's perfect will. That's what we want. That's all I want. God's perfect will. Let's get to God's perfect will. Let's get to God's perfect will. All right? Y'all be blessed once again. I know. I'm trying to get off God. I really am. I thank you, Father. Let me pray. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus for the turnaround. I thank you, Father, for lives being changed. I thank you for situations being changed. I thank you that they're getting better. I bind the spirit of the loser. I bind the old man. I bind all forms of quitting now, giving up now in the name of Jesus. Father, place your super on their natural. You say that when we are weak, they are strong. I thank you, Father God, that through this, in this off season, they find every weakness, Father God, and you bring forth the strength that they need now. You give them the endurance that they need now. You give them the wisdom that they need now, the understanding. You, Father God, you even changing their hearing. You even changing their vocabulary. You even changing the way their heart posture. You changing everything about them, Father God. They truly are being transformed in your image and likeness. When you say you're turning it around, Father God, that very thing that the enemy thought but he was going to use for bad, you turn it out for good. Father, that very thing that he thought that was dead, that you're breathing life upon it. The very thing, Father God, that he tried to cause confusion in, Father God, that you're bringing peace to it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that they have peace in their home, harmony in their home, peace in their minds, peace upon them now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, wherever they tread their feet, that you give it to them. Wherever they go, Father God, the greater is in them. They operate in the greater. They operate in the greater now in the name of Jesus. Father God, they don't, no longer are they operating in a weak place. No longer are they operating, Father God, in a loser's mentality. No longer are they operating, Father God, with a quitter's mentality. But Father God, you are changing their mentality to the kingdom. You're changing their mentality, Father God, to holiness and righteousness. Father God, they're living their life out, Father God, for you, that Father God, they desire your perfect will, and your perfect will, Father God, will be established in their lives, in their hearts, in their minds, Father God. It'll be sealed now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation, all forms of get back now in the name of Jesus. Every plot, plan, and ploy that the enemy tries to come against them now, to try to come against their mind, come against their dedication, come against, Father God, their declaration now in the name of Jesus, Father God, because they said that they won't quit on you. And Father God, what the enemy tries to bring to make them to quit, Father God, it falls to the ground. Father God, you're giving them the strength to kick the enemy in the head now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the violence, we take it back by force, Father God. We take back everything that the enemy has stolen now. We take back all the spoils now. Father, we take back, Father, we say that we decree and declare that everything that he stole, he has to give it back 1,000-fold. We speak 1,000-fold anointing, Father God, because that's our winning season. That's our portion. That's our portion. That's our inheritance, Father God. We thank you right now for prosperity being upon our marriage, prosperity being upon our house. Father God, we thank you that healing come forth now. In the name of Jesus, every traumatic area in their lives are healed. Every traumatic thing, every hurt thing, everything that they've been disappointed on, Father God, we say that you're placing your finger on it. You're Jehovah Rapha, the God that healed. We thank you, Father God, that you're healing them now, that you're healing the trauma, you're healing the aches, you're healing the pains, you're healing, Father God, the scrapes and wounds, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. We say that, Father God, in this off season, that their training goes to another level and that they won't quit, Father God, on the exercise. They won't quit, Father God, on the test. They won't quit, Father God, in everything that you're bringing forth in their lives, Father God. They'll take the challenge like never before, that you have given them the endurance, Father God, to last, the endurance, Father God, to stand now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, have your way in them today, Father God. Have your way. Transform them now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, no more will they have lack, Father God. No more will they operate in the spirit of not enough now. But, Father God, you're doing exceedingly abundantly. Father, they're operating in the abundance. They're operating in overflow. Father God, they are your vessels, Father God. Continue to pour into them the things that they need, Father God. Continue to impart into them, Father God, the things that they need. Father God, I thank you for the team coming forth. I thank you, Father God, for them operating with a team mentality, Father God, that they're on your team, that they're on the team of the kingdom, that they're on the team of Christ. Father, I thank you right now that they're operating in that thing. I thank you, Father God, that you are reconciling them back to you like never before, Father God. I thank you that the covenant that you have with them as individuals, Father God, that the covenant that you, that they're protecting the covenant. Now, in the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you for this is the day that you have made, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Father God, that they will be glad to understand anew. They will be glad to understand that they have the strength to know what they have. They have the peace, Father God, to continue to fight, to continue to walk now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you now. I thank you now. I bind all distractions. Every distracting spirit that tries to distract them from your will and your way. I say they will no longer be distracted, but they will operate in a focused spirit. They will be focused. They will be focused on your desires, focus on your plan, focus on your will. That's what you have called for them to be. That's who you have called for them to do. As they decrease, you increase. Let it be none of them and all of you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.